This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 19, 2017. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, the Addiction Treatment Center in Danvers that is under investigation for two deaths at its facility is seeking a new license from the state. Recovery Centers of America said it filed an application for a new license with the Massachusetts Department of Health on October 11 in hopes of regaining permission to treat inpatients. The state suspended new inpatient admissions at the Danvers facility on August 25, following the second death of a patient this year. The center has been treating people on an outpatient basis since then. Department of Public Health spokeswoman Ann Scales said the state's investigation into the two deaths is ongoing. The deaths occurred in February and August. Scales said DPH does not comment on ongoing investigations. The state has received RCA's application for a new license, she said, but there's no timetable for when it might be approved or denied. The Danvers facility has been operating on a provisional license since it opened in January. The two candidates running for mayor in the city of Lynn debated for the second time last night. Bill Newell reports.
Rick Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy of Lynn and her challenger, State Senator Thomas McGee, sparred in their second mayoral debate last night. In front of a packed crowd of Massachusetts Senior Action Council members at the Lynn Housing Authority and Neighborhood Development Auditorium, the candidates highlighted their differences but were often on the same page. In opening remarks, McGee said that he has worked with the council to keep health care and prescription drugs affordable, as well as maintaining the RIDE, the MBTA's door-to-door shared ride transit service for the disabled. Kennedy used her opening time to list her administration's accomplishments over the last 8 years, including the opening of the Market Basket on Western Avenue, the city's first wind turbine, a tax work-off program for seniors, and new apartments at the Flatiron Building in Central Square. The issue of the closing of Union Hospital in Lynn came up. Kennedy said that she fought to keep it open, but when it was clear that they would close, she fought for assurance that urgent care would still be available on the campus. McGee said his goal is to have urgent care continue and assures the public's voice is heard. They differed on privatization of public transportation. McGee said that he is opposed to Republican efforts to privatize transit. He said the city needs to push for more rapid transit. Kennedy responded by saying the governor is trying to rein in the MBTA's budget deficit by privatizing some work, such as bus mechanics. Much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, sir. Thank you. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, two adults and three children were left homeless Tuesday afternoon after a space heater sparked a fire that gutted the inside of their mobile home at 466 Newbury Street, Danvers, according to fire officials. The home in the Skyview Trailer Park on Route 1, not far from the Topsfield line, was unoccupied at the time of the fire, and there were no injuries to firefighters, according to Fire Chief Robert Pyburn. The trailer park sits behind the 466 restaurant. The call came in at 2:31 p.m. from a neighbor who saw smoke and fire coming from the home. Pyburn said those were the conditions firefighters arrived to when they went to work. They used 200 gallons from Engine 2 to douse the fire. Fire Captain Brian Barry said crews were alerted by a neighbor who heard glass breaking from the heat of the blaze. Pyburn is quoted as saying they did an excellent job knocking it down quickly. The remainder of the interior of the home and most of its contents were severely damaged by smoke and heat. No formal damage assessment has been made, but the mobile home appears to be a total loss. When asked for the cause, the fire chief said investigators believe it was due to an electric space heater that was left on while no one was home. The space heater was found set on a rug in the living room, part of the home that suffered the heaviest damage. Abigail Bliss writes in today's Gloucester Times, clam chowder connoisseurs are invited to taste the best the region has to offer at the 35th Annual Essex Clam Fest and Chowder Competition. The autumnal event is slated for Saturday, October 21, when food vendors, musicians, and artists will congregate at Shepherd Memorial Park, in Essex to tout the town's seafood specialties between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Organized by the Essex Division of the Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce, Clam Fest will feature arts and crafts vendors, canine demonstrations, and local brews and bites. Essex 35th Annual Clam Fest and Chowder Competition will take place Saturday, October 21 from 11 to 4 at Shepherd Memorial Park in Essex. It costs $5 to get in on the chowder tasting. More on the story written by Abigail Bliss in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.